Hi there. May I come in? It's so nice to meet you at last. Charlotte has told me so much about you. Oh, Charlotte? Hello. Great to see you. So shall we quickly run through how tonight should go? Great. There's some simple food in the freezer, snacks in the cupboards, the usual stuff. Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure he's all sorted out. I'm sure he'll be as happy as can be by the time you get home. You have a lovely evening out with your friends, and please take your time. We're in no rush. Oh, so he's not keen on this whole setup? Is that true? Well, don't worry, I'll explain everything. You're gonna have fun, trust me. You will be fine. You get out of here. Have a lovely evening. Wow. It's just the two of us now. We have all evening together to have a great time. I think you're going to enjoy it. But Charlotte tells me you're not happy about me being here. So what, you don't like the company of a pretty girl while your girlfriend's out? Oh, you think it's weird? Look, Charlotte just thought it would be best if you weren't left here alone. What? A babysitter? Well, I suppose technically that's kind of what I'm doing here. And I know you're far too old for babysitters. You have any idea how often I hear that? All the kids that I look after say that to me. I guess they hope it makes them sound mature. No, I wasn't comparing it to them. I'm just saying, you did repeat the exact same words every 8-year-old boy says when I turn up. A complete coincidence, I'm sure. Look, you're stuck with me, okay? Yes, it's technically babysitting, but don't worry. I won't tell. So why don't you get comfortable and we can figure out what we're going to do for the evening? Comfortable, you know, some pajamas, that kind of thing. Huh, you don't want to change into them with me around. You seriously going to stay in that stuffy work outfit all evening? No, that's what I thought. Now come on, off you go. I believe Charlotte has laid some out on the bed for you. Need me to show you? Okay, come on, let's go together. I can see you're in a flap for some reason. It's not a big deal. I help with this kind of thing all the time. Oh look, brand new ones. Oh, I guess Charlotte felt bad for leaving you home with a babysitter, so she bought you some. Spider-Man? Very cool. Look, it's made to look just like his real suit. Come on, you gotta admit, that's very cool. What's that? You want to find your normal ones? Eh, well, I guess they're in the wash, hon. I think these ones are too childish. Well, they say medium on them, so I don't know how they can be. I think Charlotte thought you'd really like them. She said you were asking about seeing the new movie until eventually she took you. She said you sat there watching, eating your popcorn with the biggest smile on your face, so it's no wonder she got you these pajamas. I'm sure Charlotte will be disappointed, but if you'd rather stroll around your underwear all evening, be my guest. Excuse me? It sounds like you said something, but all I heard was a little mumble. Shall we try that again? Oh. You will wear the lovely brand new pajamas that Charlotte picked out for you specially. Well, that's much better. I'll be sure to text her. I think she'll be so pleased. Yes, that's right. Of course I have her number. How else is she going to know how you're getting on? Why don't you get changed and I'll send her a message right now. I'm sure she'll be delighted that you like your new pajamas. Come and join me in the living room when you're ready. Oh, wow, who is the superhero in the house? Yes, you really do look fantastic. Oh, you can come and rescue me any day, young man. And look, he smiles. See, I told you we'd have fun tonight. So I thought I'd keep dinner pretty easy, okay? Some fish fingers and fries sound okay to you? Oh, you normally cook. Well, hon, I'm not so sure that's a good idea. You've got your brand new pajamas on, and I'm not sure it's a good idea for you to be around messy ingredients and making a mess with the pans and everything. Charlotte was pretty clear. She said a simple dinner would be best, the kind one can just eat with your hands. And anyway, you really want to be worrying about all that when I'm here to cook your dinner for you? That's what I'm here for, to make sure you get everything you need. No need to worry. I'm here, okay? You've got important stuff to decide, like which cartoons you're going to watch. Hey, don't give me that look, young man. Honestly, trying to tell me you don't watch cartoons? Is this more of that I'm so grown up game you've been playing all evening? I swear it's the same every time I look after a boy. Do I need to take Charlotte and tell her you're acting up? I could call her even. In fact, I'll do it right now after the count of three. One. Two. No? You're going to drop the act and start behaving properly? Yes? Good. Now park your bottom on that sofa and enjoy some cartoons while I cook up some dinner for you. I have a quick call to make, okay? So you just wait patiently and I'll be in soon. Oh, good boy. See? You're going to have a lot of fun tonight. What did I tell you? You look so sweet in your pajamas, by the way. Oh, hi. Yes. Oh, sorry, Mr. Call. Yeah, I'm babysitting tonight. Yeah, he's lovely, really. A bit troublesome, but so many of them are. Yeah, it's the first time his mom's been out in a while, so you know how they get. That's exactly. Desperate for me to see what a big boy he is. He must use the new pajamas on that his mom got for him. They're so sweet. Looks so silly protesting in them. Well, I better go. He's good to the TV, of course. Think I better go in and help him eat some dinner. Okay, see you soon. Bye.
Hey, oh, hey, you. Look what I've got. Fish fingers and special fries. Huh? Oh. Do you like me calling Charlotte your mom? Well, honey, think about it. Would you really want my friend to know you had to have a babysitter unless you were a real little boy? A real little boy away from his mom for the first time in a while? A little nervous and unsure? I thought so. And my friend, oh, she's so tall and pretty, just like me. Maybe she'll babysit you one day. Oh, I bet if you try really hard, you can see us both now, chatting with Charlotte, except Charlotte's your mom, of course, and we're talking about what a sweet little boy you are, because that's how moms and babysitters talk about their little boys. Oh, don't worry. You know, it's just a game of pretend, don't we? But we'd better do it in case people think a big boy needs a babysitter. Oh, I know. That's a lot to remember, isn't it? Why don't we make this game really simple? You're mommy's little boy, and I'm here to care for you until she gets back. See? See how easy that is? I can tell you like this game because you're getting so fidgety and squirmy around me. And I can see you getting particularly interested down there. Well, I'm sure I can help you with that. Why don't you lean to me really close? There's a good boy. That's right. Just put your head on his soft boobies. Doesn't that feel nice? That's right. Just sit here. You can suck your thumb if you like. What a good boy. Your pretty babysitter is going to rub you until you feel so good. Oh, look at you. You can't take your eyes off my jiggling boobies. Is that nice, watching them move like that? What a good boy. Such a good little boy. Your mommy will be so proud. Oh, there we go. There we go. You did it. Good boy. Look at that mess. What a good little messy boy you are. Oh, I bet you're feeling so cozy now. So dozy and cuddly. You just rest there, little one. Your mommy will be back soon. In fact, who is this at the door now? Oh, look, it's your mommy. What did I tell you, little one? Oh, yes, hello, mommy. Oh, he's been such a good boy. And of course, he really did have lots of fun, as you can see. Yes, he got so fidgety. He just didn't know what to do with himself. It was very adorable. I will leave you two to have cuddles now, but I think I'll find he won't be protesting much anymore. Just a good little boy, so happy to see his mommy.